program going forward, and everybody's gaining a great deal from it. That gives me personal knock-up, too, since I arrived a few ways. Prominent member of our COLO, see him in the role that he has now, both in the Tivarye and here, is a source of personal knock-up as well. We decided to talk about a general topic in Hazama, and we'll just talk about some general issues, or one general issue, and some food for thought that you can continue to pursue as you explore the first parak in Makos. The question, of course, is what the relationship is between Hazama and Hakasha. That's the central theme, one might say, in the topic of Hazama. And to understand some of the perspectives on that issue, we begin with a topic that actually happens to appear outside of the first parak of Makos. It appears in two places, one in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, and the other in Bava Kamma, in the seventh parak. That is the debate between Abaya and Rava. Kamar says here, quoted from Bava Kamma, in base on the base, Itmar, Eidzomein, Abaya Amar Lamafreyahu Nitzal, Rava Amar, Mikanu Lahabahu Nitzal. So there's this fascinating debate between Abaya and Rava, whether or not the Psul Eidus of Hazama begins only at the time of the Hazama itself, when the Hazama is established, or goes back to the time of the initial Haggadah Seidus, which seemingly has now been proven to be Hazama. In other words, if the Eid comes to court on, or the Eidim comes to court on Sunday, and they testify, and the Hazama only takes place, in other words, the other Eidim show up on Thursday after the Sunday, and they say Manu Ayusem Ba'oso Makom Ba'oso Zman, etc. So the actual Hazama is on Thursday, but the Haggadah Eidos is earlier on Sunday. So what about all the Eidios that were given by these two Eidim in the interim period, from Sunday to Thursday? Are they Psulim L'mafreya? Or does the Psul only begin Mikanu L'haba? That's the debate. So Abaya says L'mafreya hu nipsal, that once you establish them as Eidim Zomen on Thursday, so every Eidus that they've given since Sunday is retroactively going to be possible. And Rava says, Mikanu L'haba Nitzal, that the Hazama takes place only going forward. And then the Gemara explains, Abaya Amar L'mafreyahu Nitzal, because Ma'u Shaita Da'asid Havalei Rasha, V'Tor Amra Al Tashes Rasha Eid. So Abaya's explanation is really very reasonable, predictable, understandable. And that is that since, in light of Thursday's revelations, it turns out that since Sunday, these people have been giving, are now known to have given false testimony, and false testimony establishes them as a Rasha. So Igoi Milsal Amafreya, that they were showing since Sunday, and therefore all Eidos given in the interim period, once they were established as a Rasha, is going to be possible. The Gemara actually in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin, makes the distinction between Psul Eidus Daraisa and Psul Eidus Darabanan, that Psul Eidus Daraisa are always going to be L'mafreya from the time that you know of them, as opposed to Darabanan, which are established Psulim, but they're not objective Psulim. That might require Hakraza or other such things. Again, not for now, but basically, since we're dealing with the Nindaraisa here, so Abaya's explanation of why Eidim Zomim L'mafreya Hunifsal is extremely reasonable. The question then, of course, is what about Rava? So Rava says, the Gemara tells us, Rava Amar Mikanu L'Abahu Nitzal, and the Gemara has two explanations. The first is the one that we're going to focus on. Eidzomeim Chiddushu. Eidzomeim Zuchiddush, Da Treu Trei Ninu, Mai Chazis De Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani, Hilkach Eim Chabo Ela Mishas Chiddusho V'Elech. Then the Gemara has the Ikad Amri, which I'll just mention quickly. Ikdami Rava Nami Kabayas Virale, Domino Bafreya Hukasal, Bahachainu Taima, the Rava Mishum Pseida Vilakuchos. So the second explanation of Rava is that fundamentally he agrees with Abaya, and this is only a Dindra Abanan based on Pseida Vilakuchos. Then the Gemara says, Mai Benayu, Dasida Betre Rachad, Betre Rachad, Inami de Paslinu, Begazlanusa. Bahach Lisha Dava Sushim Chidush Leika, Bahach Lisha Dama Mishum Pseida Vilakuchos, Ika. And so on. And then the Gemara finally concludes that Hilchos HaKavasei D'Abaya, Hilchos HaKavasei D'Abaya, the Yal Kagam, this is one of the famous Yal Kagam cases, where we pass in like Abaya, the Mafreya Hunifsal against Rav. So the second explanation of Rava is really not, although the napkamina of chad betray happens to be very important in general and to Azama, but we're not going to go into that at the moment. But the second explanation of Rava basically means that in principle Rava agrees with Abai. But the first explanation, of course, is the fascinating and intriguing one, where Rava tells us that Eid Zomim Chidushu, Eid Chabalah Chidusho, my chazis, here it says the Tzayis, and other Yerusalem's the Samchis, Ahai Smoke Ahai. Basically, what Rava is saying is, what's really the difference between Hakasha and Hazama? And since the difference between Hakasha and Hazama is not obvious at all, so the whole institution of Hazama is a Chidush, and Eid Chabalah Chidusho, and therefore you begin only from the moment of Hazama, there is no retroactive. What does he really, really mean? The Pashtus, what he means is that even though we implement the dinim of Hazama, we're never really sure that the Edom Zomim are involved in Edom Sheker. We never know that 100%, because fundamentally, we're really dealing with a case of Hakasha. Now, it's on the plane of Emes and Sheker, that's knowing factually who is lying here, what we really have is Trey. Trey is indisputable. We just don't know how to resolve it. There's a debate in the Gemara in a number of places whether Trey is Sfeika D'Oraisa or Sfeika D'Rabbanan, which basically means, is it an unsolvable suffix no matter what? In other words, once you have Trey, unless Baharag Baraglav, you'll never know. And even a chazaka, for example, will not help you. That's Trey Sfeika D'Oraisa. Or Trey Sfeika D'Rabbanan is a deadlock in the realm of Eidos, but there are other methods that you can use to break that deadlock, things like chazaka. That's a topic and an important issue in its own right. I just quote it to highlight the idea that Trey basically remains a suffix. It's a deadlock. So what Rava seems to be saying is that on the level of emes and sheker, truth and falsehood, Trey applies to Hazama as well. But the Torah said that we proceed differently. Instead of a deadlock, we give nemanus, we treat the second kad as if they are believed, and the first as if they are villains, even to the extent of terrible onshim. Here we're talking about psule edus, we should keep this in perspective. Right? But it's much more than that, obviously. It can be a death penalty in certain cases. So we treat the Edom Zomim as if they sent sheker, even though we're really not sure that they sent sheker. And therefore, Ein L'chabal L'shas Kiddusha. We don't know, we can't make them Edom Psulim on the basis of Sheker, only on the basis of the status of Hazama. And the status of Hazama is something that begins only when it's established. The way the Rav used to say this was that when it comes to Hazama, according to Rav at least, it's the Shem Eid Zomim, it's the status of being an Eid Zomim, rather than the Maisavera of Sheker, which is Mechayiv, and that Shem Eid Zomim, that established status, is something that takes place only Mikan Ulahaba. That's the view of Rava, according to the view that Rava's principled position, Ein L'chabal L'chidusha. So now the question becomes, to look at Abaye, because we don't pass them like Rava, we pass them like Abaye, that's one of the Al-Kagas. So we could say that Abaye also agrees with the description of Rava, the principle that Hazama is al-Pidin a Chiddush, and that principally, again, it's not any different than Hakasha. The only thing is that where Rava said Chiddushu v'ein l'chabal l'chiddusho, so Abaye is of the opinion that this particular Chiddush has to be applied in a consistent manner. If the Shem Eid Zomim is the beginning of how we define Hazama, nonetheless, once we give him the status of an Eid Zomim, and we're willing to implement even a death penalty against him, so apparently, we don't know why, but you're going to apply this status of Hazama, you're going to say, he's not an Eid Zomim on Thursday, when they said Imanu Ayisem, the Yom Rishon, and you couldn't possibly testify, so you're an Eid Zomim on Sunday. So the argument between Abaye and Rava is not about the relationship between Hazama and Akasha. Everybody agrees that Hazama doesn't appear to be fundamentally different than Akasha, that it's a Chiddush. The question is whether you say in l'chabo el chidusho, or whether you'll apply this Chiddush l'mafreya or not. That's one way to look at Abaye. The other way, of course, is to say that Abaya doesn't accept Rava's characterization of Hazama at all. It's not true that my chazis, the tzayis lahani, fundamentally there's a difference between Hazama and Hakasha. Now what would this be based on? So this, of course, gets us to the famous formulation of the Ramban in Parshat Shoftim. Right there, the Ramban tries to explain why it is that Hazama is different than Hakasha, and essentially it's a play on the words. Other Rishonim would struggle to say this as well. The Ramban says it so clearly. Much of what the Ramban says was given credit to the Tur. It's really the Ramban. But it really comes from a certain reading of the Mishnah on Hei Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Eino idem nasim zomim ad sheyazimu es askar." So here's the machlokas how to read this. We'll get back to that in a second. But Rashi at least says, "Sheyazimu osan v'iske gufan below v'iske horeg v'harog kin mefarish v'yazim." The standard reading of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is telling us that "Eino idem nasim zomim ad sheyazimu es askar." That would characterize the Hazama is the focus on the Gavra Edim, rather than on the Chefza Shel Edus. So the Ramban takes this one step further and says that's why Hazama is radically different than Hakasha, because Hakasha is a clash about what happened in the case. So you have Kat A and Kat B, and basically they cancel each other out. But when you're talking about Edus ala Gavra, the second Kat of Edim come and they say, we don't know anything about the case. But we do know that you couldn't possibly know either, and therefore your testimony is false testimony. So they're accusing them, essentially, of a crime. Mimela, that has implications for the case, because if they're not Edim, then what they testified to, right, cannot be trusted. But primarily, what we're really saying is that the focus is on the Gavra Shel Edim, and the Ramban uses the expression there that this is the equivalent of, this is a very important formulation, Chilaltem es haShabbos, haragtem es haNefesh. Ramban says, what will happen if two Edim come and they testify about 1,000 people that they are Mechalel Shabbos Farhesia, or the Nezid, or both, whatever the case, depending on what consequences you want to establish, or that they came and they testified about a group of people, a large group of people, that they were involved, haragtem es haNefesh. So you're going to say that that's Trei or Trei, and that you have to invoke the rule of Trei Kimeya or things of that sort. We never say that. What we say is there's a very clear differentiation between, not my word against your word, there's something called a nidon, a defendant, and then there are edim who testify against the defendant. So the rule is that it doesn't matter how many defendants there are, and it's not only when there are two edim against one defendant, it's two edim against a million defendants. It doesn't make a difference. It's the roles that are important. So the Ramban says that's exactly what happens in Hazama. That's the reading, proper reading of this Mishnah, and that is that the focus here, when they say Imanu Hayisem, is on the Edim, so they make them into Nidonim, and once they're Nidonim, you believe them. That's not Trei U'Trei, right? That is regular Haraktem Es HaNefesh, Chilaltem Es HaShav. That's the Ramban. So if that's the case, we can understand what Abaya means. It's not my Chazis, the Tzayis Ahai, Tzayis Ahai. It's Igloi Milson of Afreya, that they're Shakronim. This is the crime that they committed. They're the Nidonim. And therefore, everything has to be L'mafreya. If that's the case, so is there a Gveres HaKasuv at all? Is there a Chidusho for Abaya? If you just look at the Gemara here in Bava Kama, the answer could be no. The Chidusho is Rava, not Abaya. And indeed, if you look at the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Yudches, Hilchos Edus Halacha base. So among other things, he talks a little bit about this issue and problem. And he says, Od nira kein me'atam shenasan sham u'mepnei zeho achronim ne'manim kivin shemidim al gufan shaledim v'heim enim ne'manim al atzman lo melo asinu kach v'kach v'avikilu hidu aleim shehargu sanefesh al-kilu sashadis ad kan. I think he's quoting it from the also from the tour, but again, this is really the Ramban. And then he says, "Mashma lepi zeatam, the pilu sheikhishu lahem, alova malva gamken ha'yimayim, etc." He's interested in some other things, which we'll get back to in a minute. And then he says, "But if this is the case, that the svara is based on the concept of a nidon. So if that's true, he says, the kavitama shalatur, if that's the case, then why do you need a gzeres hakasa? Why is it a chiddush? That's his question. So he answers Emil Zayesh Lomar Datur, which is a substitute the word Ramban, Svirale, the Masha Huska came to Gemara, who I'll leave in the Rava, Domar Zom and Mikanul Habo Nitzal. Avalabaya, the kind one kivasei, the Isla Lamafreya who nitzal, Lesai Chidush, and the sober the Ish Bidavar Zetam. Hutam shenasan hatur. Again, we can just substitute the word aramba. So basically, Lecha Mishnah asks this question: where's the chiddush if this is the explanation? The answer is there is none. This is Rava's view. We don't paskin like Rava. The debate between Abai and Rava isn't about applying the chiddush. It's whether there is a chiddush or not. Is hazama something about a nidon, or is hazama a function of a kasha? Now, the truth is, once you have the position of Abaya and in light of the Ha'ara of the Ramban, it's hard to understand Rava. Like, why didn't Rava simply agree with Abaya? That's not the only problem. If you look at that Ramban in Shoftin, so almost in the very next words, the Ramban really has two pieces there. One is his explanation of the difference between Azam and Akasha, and the other is his explanation of Kasha Zamam below Kasha Rafa. And he explains, well, after all, Hazama, I think the language that he uses is Gzeres Hashalit, which is another way of saying Gzeres Hakasuv, or Chiddushu, right? And then he tries to explain, you know, that this has to do with the general notion of Hashkacha, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't allow the Eidim to be a tool for someone else's destruction if they didn't somehow deserve it. This is a very important idea, one that needs to be understood, and so on. So what always bothered me was, I mean, here's the Ramban who provides the rational explanation for Hazama, right? And I think Lech Mishnah's Ha'ara, as it goes, is a very convincing one, which is, well, where's the Chiddushu according to this explanation? There probably isn't one. Abaya is Cholek and Rava on that very Nakuta, but the Ramban himself repeats that Hazama is Exeris Hashalit. So what's going on? So if you look at the Ad Raman Sanhedrin, in the Sugya there, it's parallel Sugya, and Chavam Beis Chavzayin of Aleph. So the Ad Raman has an interesting line, where he basically says that, again, very similar to the Ramban's explanation, and then he has one line where he says that the Chiddush in all of this is that Imanu Hayisem is the equivalent of Harakta Misanefesh Chilalta Misashabbos. And that's food for thought. What that basically means is as follows. The Ramban's explanation is very compelling, but it has one vulnerability, and that is, can you really equate Imanu Hayisem with Chilalta Mitzvah Shabbos Harakta Mitzvah Nefesh? After all, Harakta Mitzvah Nefesh, Chilalta Mitzvah Shabbos is an objective Maisa Aveira. It's intrinsic, it doesn't depend on context, right, or consequences. Retzach is always a crime, and Chilal Shabbos is always a crime. So when two people come to court and they testify about a multitude, right, that they were involved in these intrinsic halachic transgressions, kill Shabbos, harigas hanefesh, so we understand very well that immediately we're talking about a nidon and not about trey or trey. But if somebody comes to court and he says, Cloney was in Miami or Chicago or Ranana, you know, on X and X day, right? So the Dayanim are going to throw him out of court. What do they care? They're not running a travelogue of Plony's life. Imanu Hayisem, per se, is not Haragta Misanefesh Chilalta Misashabbos. What makes it Haragta Misanefesh Chilalta Misashabbos, if anything makes it that? Only the context and the consequences for the Haggadah Seivus in the case. So is it really true, even from the Ramban's perspective, that Hazama is Egus Alanido? It is, but only when you consider the context and the connection to the Hakasha part of the case. If it wasn't for the fact that these are Edim on some other case, and the Torah's Edus, we wouldn't care. It would be just empty gossip and not the business of Bezdin about the whereabouts of the Edim. So I think that's what the Ramah is trying to explain. And that is that there's still a chiddush, even if you take this perspective of Nidon, the chiddush is that Imanu Ayisem becomes the equivalent of Harakta Mesanefesh, Chilalta Mesashah. In which case, it leaves open the question, right? That's kind of a chiddush to get things going, but once it is, this is a completely equivalent to Harakta Mesanefesh, Chilalta Mesashah, this Nidon case. Or does the fact that it only qualifies as a Ratzim as an Epsh, an Altim as a Shabbos, because of this connection to the case, does that continue to impact on Hazama? So it isn't 100% true to say that Hazama has nothing to do with Akasha. I think that is an important and an outstanding question. So according to the Ramah, and maybe for the Ramban himself, it's possible that even for Abai there is a Chiddush. Only question would be the scope of that Chiddush. And basically, then there would be three possible ways to explain, or at least three ways to explain Abai. One is, if you take, like the Lechem Mishnah said, there's completely svara, there's no zerza kasuv or chiddush at all. It's haragtam, it's a nefesh, kilaltam, it's a shabbat, plain and simple. The other extreme is the one we said before, which is that Abai fundamentally agrees with Rava that hazama is nothing more than hakhasha, but the Torah deals with it differently. The only question is in applying it, so we apply it in a consistent way, even retroactively, and in between, we're now saying that for the Ramah, and maybe even for the Ramban, there is a chiddushu aspect even within the general perspective of the Ramban, of Nidon, and then, I think within that, how much? Right, that's what gets it off the ground, or there continues to be kind of a interesting relationship between Hakasha and Hazan. Tosfos Bava Kamma, in the beginning of Eilech Abba, L'chidush Abba B'Shas Chidush of Eilech, is relevant to this general issue too. Tosfos says, Eilech Abba B'Shas Chidush of Eilech, once that's true, Ein L'hakshos Minolei D'mehem D'Yamazimin L'Poslon, Neimed Eilech L'Riboi Ela Chidusho V'atisim Lo Kasha Zama Al Ein Nifsalim. Tosfos, that's a very fascinating question. The whole sugya in Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin is based on an assumption that Edom Zomim are Psulim Leidim. Where does it say that? The Torah never said that Edom Zomim are Psulim Leidim. The Torah only says, V'asisa lo kashazam lasos v'achir. Chazal understood automatically that Edom Zomim are Psulim. Where did they get that from? And especially if you hold like Rava, where did they get that from? If you're going to say Enoch HaBola Chidusho, and you're not going to apply the Psulim Apreya, maybe there shouldn't be any psul at all. Say in the Chabalah Chidushon, there's only an onesh. That's Tosa's question. It's a very important question. The Tosa says, the Vadai, kiva the Mishal Mimamam, the Nerogim, kol shkein nisalim, zelohem ninu rachmana lachatzai. So again, what do we make of this answer? Well, Tosa's answer clearly is, there has to be some consistency. You're not going to give somebody the death penalty and say, but he's an aid kosher before he dies, he can still give testimony. That just would not, that would not be consistent. But those tosis mean that we should play down the chiddushu side of it and say, basically, well, and once you're treating him as somebody who is possible, but he's possible. Or we really don't know that he's possible, just that it's inconsistent. Again, ein hazama l'chatzai. Now, Tosfos asks the question in the context of Rava, who says ein l'chabo el chidusho, in light of what we just said, which is that even according to Abaye, there may still be elements of chidushu. It would be interesting to see whether anybody would be bothered even by that question for Abaye. Okay, that's just something to think about. The Rambam seems to take a clear position on one of these issues, although his general view is very, very challenging to figure out. The Rambam in Perek Yudkes, Sukkos Eidus Halacha Gimel, says, Zeh she'imina Torah Eidim Achronim al Ha'edim Arishonim Zeres HaKafim. So again, this is the subject of some discussion among the Mefarshim. It sounds okay, that's the Gemara Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin. Until you remember that's what Rava said in Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin, and we paskin like Abaye. The Rambam, of course, also paskins like Abaye. It's one of the Yalkagam. The Rambam paskins very clearly that Edom al Mafreya hu Nitzal. So what he means is Shemina Torah Edom Achronim al Harishonim Gzeres Hakasavim. Apparently, according to the Rambam, even Abaye believed in the concept of Edomim Chidoshim. Now, whether it's, you know, the full-fledged one, he's exactly like Rava, except that it's Lamafreya, or like the Rama, and one of those in-between ones, namely, basically, this is about a Nidon, but the Chiddush is that you can equate Imanu Yisem with Haragtem, Sanefesh, Galtem, Sashabes, that I think remains an open question, at least in this Rambam. But either way, the Rambam is clearly taking the view that even according to Abaye, Edom Zomim is a Chiddush. If we look at the Rambam Perek Chaf, Halacha Dalid, this position is reinforced, and maybe if we understand it in a certain way, also a certain understanding of Abaye emerges. The Rambam here talks about some other issue, but then he gets into Edom Zomim. Hey, Decha, Venechra, I do so much, Asheni Afani Kamo, Oshomar Hain, Utiotzebez, and Huzm Shneim, and Shneim Neragin. Well, Lokan and Mishal, what are the, how do you get two Edom Zomim, like how do they testify together with Atachas? Shkol Eid Shomar Achar Eid Kaveh Rohain, Arez the Kamisha Nechkar, the Heid, Kamosha Heid Kaveh. Then the Rambam adds, the Eil Edom Zomim Shkaga, Lefi Shein Bahen Maisa, So this is a very, very puzzling Rambam. All the Mefarshim speak about it. What is the Rambam? All three lines are difficult. Hey, Leidim Zomim Shkaga. What exactly does that mean? That's subject to a debate. And Maariv Chayis actually, in a couple of places, speaks about this. Rambam can't mean what he says. Quotes the Ritva to that effect. What does it mean Ein Zomim doesn't have a Shkaga? Even more intriguing, what does that do with the next line? Lefi She'ein Bahem Maisa. What does having a Shkaga have to do with having a Maisa? And what does it mean that Ein Zomim doesn't have a Maisa? And then comes the third one, Lefikach Ein Tzrichin Hasra, Kamo Shavyarni. Hasra, again, to make a long story short, is a discussion of the Gemara in the third parak of Ksubah. Gemara seems to say that Eizom doesn't have Asra for very technical reasons, because he didn't give Asra to the fellow who he's trying to convict, that it wouldn't be Kashas Amam Lasos La'achiv if you were to demand Hasra for him. A different formulation from the Gemara. What does this have to do with Ein Bahem Maisa? In general, what does Ein Bahem Maisa have to do with Ein Bahem Hasra? It says Kamosha Biarnu, which is also puzzling. The Ravid jumps in on part of it. Amar Avram Zatam Lo Yadati Mahu Imipnei Shomar Akasa Tara Achas Yeh Lachem Lo Osa Bishkaga Nema Yidina Maisa Imkein Megadei Pledas Chachamim Lehe Tzarech Hasra. So the Ravid is basically saying, I don't know what he means, just because it's Dibor, therefore there's no Maisa, therefore there's no Hasra. So why don't you say the same thing about Megadei? If you look at Hukos Avodah Zarah, we're just not going to take the time right now, But if you look at Perek Beis, look at Avodah Zarah, look at the Kesef Mishnah there, there's a whole discussion, maybe in Achanam, maybe Megadeth doesn't require Hasra'a. To what extent does it have a Maisa? Okay, so there's a very large discussion about all three aspects of this Rambam. The Rav used to say in the name of his father, that what the Rambam means here was misunderstood. The Rambam didn't mean that a Zomim doesn't have a Maisa. That's a Lav Shem Maisa. What he meant was that the Maisa of Hazama is not its Mechayim. Rather, the Shem Eid Zomim is what defines an Eid Zomim. What the Rambam was really trying to say was that Hazama is a different category of Din. It's not a Din based on what you do, it's a Din based, as we said, on who you are and who you're established to be. And what the Rambam is trying to say is, Ein Leidim Zomim Shkaga, Lefi She'ein Bahem Maisa. But had we been convinced that the Hazama was a Maisa Avera, then you could say the Maisa Avera is the Shogeg, the Maisa Avera is the Nezid. Right? These are alternatives in defining or designating Maisa Avera. Then you could ask the question, you should need Hasra like any other Maisa Avera. What the Rambam is trying to explain is Ein la'edim domim shkaga l'pisha ein v'hemaisa. We don't really know, in the end of the day, whether or not they're shakronim or not. Right? The status of Azama is a process and a status of the Gavra. So Ein v'hemaisa, the Maisa is not the Mechayiv. What is the Mechayiv? The Din Torah, the Shem Gavra. L'fikach Ein Tzrichin Hasra Kamosha V'Yarnu. Now what's the Kamosha V'Yarnu? That remains unclear. What is the connection to Hasra? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik understood a situation where you have no Maisa Aveira, but a status, the Shem Gavra, doesn't require Hasra. I would just add, well, something that the Rav once explained in another context, the Kamosha V'Yarnu. The Rambam has a very unique shita about Hasra. The Gemara discusses whether Chaver, Torah Hein, Torah Hasra, Mishnah actually, and Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says it depends whether Hasra is Lahatchin, Bein Shogeg, Lemezid. The Rambam has a very unique shita. He passes that Chaver, Torah Hasra, even though he knows the din, but he requires Hasra. Right? Even though he uses the formulation that Hasra is Lahatchin, Bein Shogeg, Lemezid. And all the Mepharshim, again, discuss that Rambam. How can the Rambam have this cake and eat it? So the Rambam wants to explain that obviously the Rambam doesn't mean Lahavkin and Shogun Mezid the same way that the Gemara does. What he means is a little bit different. What he means is that in addition to Maisa Veira, there's a certain Rishis HaGavra, which is added, or an added dimension, whenever you have a situation where a person doesn't just violate, but he violates and he kind of injects extra merit into the process as well. If I say, I'm going to violate, you want to punish me, so be it. So that's a different level that adds to the chumrah, to aveira, by virtue of the mumrius, or the merid that you've added, that you've enhanced. So that's what he means, that the hasra is lahatchin benshin, adds a dimension of aveira. It's like a different level of maze. Okay. So I think that makes sense, that makes a lot of sense, when you look at Hasra in terms of the Maisa Aveira. But if you don't even know if a person really has done a Maisa Aveira, right, then you can't talk about Hasra. And indeed, if you look at the literature on Hasra, when do you need Hasra, when do you don't need Hasra, there are a few cases where you might not need Hasra. All those cases are cases where the Maisa Aveira does not appear to be the Mechayim. Give you a very quick example. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Arba Tzrichin Achras. If you look at the Psukim in Dvarim, Shoftim and Kiteitze, etc., sometimes the Torah uses the expression, V'kol Yisrael Yiru V'yishmo, V'lo Yazidu No. In addition to telling you the onesh that you get for a particular infraction, they also tell you that this has to be Kol Yisrael Yishmo V'yiro, right? That everybody should know about this Aveira, and it'll be a deterrent for other people. And that's called Arba Tzrichin Achras. It appears in four parshios in the Torah. Nasis, Ben Zorah Morah, Zakin Mamre, Edom Zom. Those are the four. So what is so unique about those four? So the Ramban in his Perush al HaTorah begins in a very practical way. He tries to explain, well, each one of these four is a tremendous chiddush. People might not know about it. You have to be mefarsim. You have to publicize. Why? Well, the case of Maces, because even if he doesn't succeed, like the guy's trying to instigate you to do a Vadazah, but you reject him completely. So he didn't accomplish anything. So you might think, not so terrible. Hamash Malan, even though he's not successful, the effort at Hasasa is Mechayev and Misa. Zaken Mamre, right? He's a sincere Talmud Chach. To be a Zaken Mamre, you have to be at a certain level. You have to be a one of the Chachmei Amisora. And the truth is, what does he really want? Is he a troublemaker, this Zaken Mamre? It doesn't look like it. It looks like he's a very sincere Talmud Chacham who's saying, L'kvod HaTorah Nidoresh. Our mitzvah isn't halachic truth. Everybody else has it wrong, except him. Now the truth is, at a certain level, if he doesn't agree to, the psak of Bezen HaGadol, which is the established mechanism of breaking deadlocks after a certain point, so, and obviously his sincerity is a problem too. Because what does it mean in the end of the day that, l'kvod HaTorah Nidoresh neged dinei Torah? So that's not for now, that's kashkafically, one just understands Zaken Mamre in the right way. But the Ramban, at least, all the Torah says, listen, what do you want from this guy? At least initially, it seems like it's sincere. The only thing is, what do we say? Shaloyu kishtei Torahs. Right? We have mechanisms in place for unifying Sakh, you know, in an ideal situation where we have a Bez Magadol, at least. We don't want to fragment the authority of Torah. And therefore, we put the Zakin Mamre to death. Doesn't seem like he deserves a death, just like the Nasis didn't seem like he deserved the death because he didn't execute his plan. So the Zakin Mamre, even more so. So you're going to kill him? Really? Call Yisrael, Yishuv V'Yiro, V'lo Yizidunot. You have to publicize. Then comes, of course, Ben Sorer Moreh, a little kid, right? So what do we say about him? He's Nidon Al Shem. So we're worried about what he's going to become. Already the roots of what he will be is already here. But basically, that is a very big chiddush, right? He's a child. Right? Try to convince somebody who's not initiated in Torah about Ben Sorer Moreh, has a very hard time. Doesn't mean that they're right. I mean, the Din Torah, and that's a very profound halacha. But it's Kol Yisrael Yishuv V'Yiro V'lo Yizidu. No, it's not obvious. It requires some understanding. What about Azama? The Ramban says, well, Kasha Azama or Kasha Rasa. Right? There are dinim in Azama that seem out of kilter with the normal way that we would look at things. Right? From the very beginning of Makos. So if we say kashazama below kasharasa, the effort is punished more severely than the impact of his agus, right? So kol yisrael yishuv v'yiro below yizidunot. As it happens, all these cases happen to be cases where either there's no hasra or there's a debate whether it's hasra. That's Torah Morer, Mesis, Zakin Mamre, certainly Chief Sarambam, and Hazam. I thought that one could take what the reviews of the Ramban and basically, I'm not saying this is the intention of the Ramban, but take it to one step further. And that is that Arba, Tzrich, and Achraza, all of the cases are cases where the Maitz Avera in and of itself doesn't warrant the Onesh. In all of these cases, it's the Shein Gavra. Right? It's not the Machlokas of the Zakin Mamre, it's who he is, and the threat that he poses. That's the idea of Ben Sorer Moreh, Nidon Al Shem, so far. In terms of his present Maitz Avera, he's a katan. And what he's doing is not to warrant the death penalty anyway. Right? But the Gavra, he's a little monster. Right? A little monster who we could speak about him, especially these Lahay of Lanivra. We could speak about him in very graphic terms. Right, he's a little monster who threatens, you know, the seaborn. So Begavra is somebody who deserves a death penalty. The Mesis also, true. What he did as an action was unsuccessful. How can an unsuccessful action, right, constitute the basis for a death penalty? But Begavra, the fact that he didn't succeed, doesn't make him any less a rush of Begavra. What he wanted to do was a terrible thing. What about Eizome? We have Rava. Right, Rava says the Mikado Labon itself. Shem made Gavra, that's the whole point. So getting back to this Rambam and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's explanation, that's what the Rambam is saying. All these things are linked. In Eid Zomim, it's not the Maisa Beira, it's the Shem Gavra Eid Zomim. And therefore, the way that you look at Shogeg and Mazid, the way that you look at this whole situation is different. If there's no Maisa Avera, there's no Hasra, there's no Shoge, etc.
Does the Rambam pass for all these words don't need Hasra?
Yes. Yes. Now the getting back to the Rambam for a moment, now we can look at the Rambam elsewhere. The Rambam Perkid Ches, Sukhos Eidos, was constructed in a very challenging way. And again, more time, try to finish up in a couple of minutes, but it's just worth thinking about these things if we can't figure all of them out. Number one, the Rambam starts Hazama as if it is part of Hakasha. Mi she'ed b'sheker, b'noda b'edim she'ed b'sheker, zeu nikra eid zomeh. That's not the normal description of an eid zomeh. This is the Rambam's, this is the beginning of the Rambam's discussion of eid zomeh. I mean, mi shehed b'sheker v'noda b'edim shehed b'sheker? That's an edomim. The focus is not, the focus initially is on the case. U'mitzah se lachas lo k'mosh u'batzah lachas v'edu so, in ba'veir shecheyav lo v'ski lahidu, v'huz min eskolin kulon, in sreif and estrafin, k'en shar mitzah. In me'idu the malchus, lo k'chalachan mayem, k'shar mechuvay malchus, so he goes through all the onshin. And then he says, b'med v'or ma'murim b'edim shehuzmu, אבל שניקי תעדם אחישו זו וזו, אין כאן עדוס, ואין עונשן את אחד מהם, שאין אינו יודם מי הקאט השקרה. Look at this structurally, this is very fascinating. In other words, הזמה is first described as a עדוס on the case that is established as שקר, right? And then he tells you, you have the עונש of כאשר זמה מלאפלס מלאכיר, which we all know of, and then he says, however, not in the case of הקחשה, it's just a funny structure, right? Normally, if you take the Ramban perspective, let's say, so hakchasha lechud and hazama lechud, right? You wouldn't have to be memai hakchasha from dine kasha zama lasos lachiv b'medvar mamurim, just as you wouldn't start by saying hazama is a provable hakchasha, and this is its result. The pattern in the Rambam seems to be that he views hazama and hakchasha as being linked, right? One a form of the other. To the extent that hazama is like the ultimate hakasha, but it's hakasha where you're effective in establishing that the first kat are shaklanim, and therefore he has to be in the mind, but it's not an hakasha. And why not an hakasha? Because it's not, there's no method of resolving who's lying and who's not lying. Right. Now the truth is, the weakness in this explanation of the Rambam, but he himself addresses it at one point, is bahara baragla. That's what happens in the case of hakasha, which is proven. You could say hazama was a hakasha, which is provable. But we assume there was other hakashas that were provable that would also have the din of hazama. Right. The weakness in that is bahar and baragla. Like two witnesses come and they say A killed B, and then a week later B, you know, looking very healthy, and you know, it's not like he, you know, there was Purim in between or anything like that, and you know, you hooked up with, you know, the Rav and Rav Zera story. He walks in like a regular fellow, you know, and there's no Tchiafaneh. So that would presumably establish that the Edim who came and testified were liars. So that you have to say that the source of the Sheker is an Edim. Why, I don't know, but that apparently is the Halacha. But either way, the structure of the Rambam is very strange. Amed Rav Amurim Edim Shuhuzim, no? Al Shtik Edim Achisha Zuhuzim Ein Kan Edus. They ain't onshin achas mehem. The way that the formulation of the Rambam is interesting here too. Again, what's the problem with akasha? Because there's a clash. They're not edus. We throw them both out. She'enu yodim mi akata shakronis. And then he says, and here it sounds a little more like Ramban. Ma bein akasha lazama akasha ve'edus atzma. Zot omeret hayadav razem. Zot omeret lohaya o yavo dechal dvareh shelohaya. Azama be'edim atzma. This is the Rambam reading the Mishnah on Heyom and Aleph that we talked about before. Ve'elo edim shezimum enim yodim ne'adavar alonia ketzad. But then the ketzad he gets. So now it sounds a little like the Ramban, said, but which would explain why we believe the second tat maybe. But it's still connected and is a prat in hakasha. In theory, hakasha could have been azama, just as azama is being formulated from the perspective of akasha. But then it gets even more interesting. A little question whether Rambam really means this or not, but he says, Ketan, Edom Shabo, Vyoma Reinu Zeh, Shahara Gazeh, Olava Mizeh, Vyom Ploni, Vyomakom Ploni, Vaka Shaidu, Vyivdiku, Bo Shneim, Shneim Edom Achayim, Vyomar Vyom Zeh, Vyomakom Zeh, Ayinu Machem, Vim Eilu, Kalayom, Vyomayu Dvar Meolam, Lo Zeh Hara Gazeh, Lo Zeh Hilva Zeh, Arezu Hakasha. וכן, אם אמר להם, איך אתם מעידים כך, וזה הורג או הנרג או הלא ועמל והיו עמנו ביום זה במדינה אחרת, הרי זו עדוס מוכחשת, שזה כמי שאמר לא הורג הזה, ולא זה הלווה זה, שעמנו היה ולא נהיה דבר זה, כן כל כיוצ בדבר מת. אבל אם אמר להם, אנו איננו יודעים אם זה הרג, זה ביום זה בירושלים, כמו שאתם אומרים, או לא הרגו, ואנו מעידים שאתם עצמכם איסם, Imanu b'yom zeh b'babel re'el zomnim v'neragin o'misham v'inho v'edim shizim o'asam lo ishgichu al atma sh'leibis klal in the emes o'sheker. So again, the Lecha Mishnah, which part of which I quoted before, zeroes in on the Rambam. The language of the Rambam is Tamua Biyoseh. Why? Because it sounds in the Rambam that in the following case, let's say the guy, normally we say, what's the difference between Akasha and Azama? Akasha is Eidos al HaHeidos, right? It didn't happen what you said, because let's say, take the example, the Horeg or the Nerag were with us, so we know that this thing didn't happen, or it didn't happen what you said it happened for sure. And Azama is, on the Eidim, we say, we don't know what happened, but Imanu Ayu said. But what happens if the people say that you're with us, and the Eidim are with us, and, I'm sorry, you're with us, and the victim was with us, or the perpetrator was with us? But they said both. Right? So one would think that that certainly would be Azama. For the Ramban, that certainly would be Azama. But if the Eidim come and they say, number one, it didn't happen. Right? The Bali Dvarim were with us. Number two, you were with us. That's Harakam, Sanapsh, Kibalakam, Sashabbat. But it sounds in the Rambam as if the only way to get Hazama is if they say, we don't know anything about the case. We don't know anything about it at all. But if somehow they relate to the case, even though they also relate to the Eidim Zomim, right, that's not Hazama, that's Akasha. So that's the Lecha Mishnah's big, big problem with the Rambam. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Kasha, the Minayin, the Rabbeinu, the Inhizim, the Eidim, Ulamal, the Velove, Shomer, Manawa Yisem, then he goes on, he says, at the end, he quotes from the Hikar Abach, and I'm sorry, Marie Belaib. Achre Kosher, Yisid Tiske, Marie Belaib, Chelet Beis, Simon Samach Gimel, towards the end of the piece, the Sober, the Yisid Rabbeinu, the Hecham, Armanu Hayat, Halove, Veha Eidim, the Makom Ploni, the Hava Azama, the Dato, Masham Rabbeinu, Rimachem, the Yimelu, who Mishum Gelo, Shinu, Hamakom. Sharon Bosom. He has some explanation why the Rambam formulated it, but he didn't really mean it. But the Pashtus, it sounds like he meant it. So this is just remarkable. I mean, what's going on here? But if the initial reading of the Rambam is correct, it doesn't answer all the problems, but at least again it provides a perspective, which is Hazama and Akasha. Again, if you take the Ramban perspective, Hazama Lachud, Akasha Lachud, the only thing that we're pressured to try to explain according to Abaye is why is there even a Chiddush? And what is the scope of the Chiddush? But basically, we understand clearly what Hazama and Akasha are. But as I was saying, the Rambam in Perek Yudches starts off dealing with the combination of Hazama and Akasha. The whole Perek is back and forth between the two. It sounds like Hazama is also about Sheker. So this is a Sheker on the Eidus, which is provable through other Eidim, not just through Harag V'Ragla. And then you have Halacha Beis, where he's saying to you, but not so fast, that's only Hazama, not Akasha. Don't think that Akasha has Kasher, the equivalent of, you know, Kasha Zama Mlasos and Onesh. Why would anybody even think such a thing? Right? And then you have the continuation where he has this, you know, when you want to distinguish between Hazama and Akasha, you have to have a situation where it's Hazama Lachud and not Hazama and Akasha, Ravin, the Akad, and then there's the debate in the parts, did he mean that or didn't mean? Then when you put that together with Perek Chav, Halacha Dalid, whereas the Rambam is saying, clearly not like the Ramban, that's the Imanu Ayisem, Haraktam as Hanafish Kivalzim as Hashabbos, right? Because if that's what he's saying, then there is a Maisa. The Maisa is the Maisa Sheker, which should theoretically be subject to Shgaga and to Hasra. So basically what it seems is that Abaya, like Rava, believes that the line between Hazama and Akasha is a very, very subtle one. My chazus is sam kasahai, smoke ahai. But the Torah does. But then it's not going to be so surprising that, you know, you're walking on eggshells in defining the case, number one. In differentiating, you have to explain why Akasha doesn't have the din of Hazama. And you have to perhaps figure out that only Hazama lechud without any Akasha mixed in is going to be enough Hazama to say Kasha Zama. So the whole Rambam, I think, is, there are many other points in the Rambam too, just not going to go into them now, but Tochei Dibur and other things, I think the Rambam is remarkably consistent, but a very complex and subtle shita. Okay, let me just mention a couple of other things as we wrap up, starting in the next 5 minutes, we'll make it an hour. Let me just mention a couple of other issues which come up. Yeah. Tosis in Makos, and Vav Mud Beis Here Tos talks about Hir Shvatim talks about Lakula. The Mishnah talks about Hir Shvatim talks about Lakula. Oh, Yishnayim Rohan Oks and the Chalazeh. Yishnayim Rohan Oks and the Chalazeh. Echad Masra. So on. Questions whether one Kat Edim or two Kite Edim. Anyways, Tosa says, what do you mean Harelu Edus Achas? What's the issue for which being an Edus Achas is relevant? Tosa says, Shemin Sechem and Karv Apostle, Edus Kulam Betel. If there's one Kat and somebody in there, in the Kat, is a Karv Apostle, that's the Mishnah on Vavam Min Aleph. Edus Shabbat Mitzasa Badlakul. Nin Sechem and Karv Apostle, Edus Shabbat Mitzasa Badlakul. Then Tosa says, the Chiddush, the Chayim. She'im nimtza achas lehem zomenes, ein nerogin ad sheazumu kulam, ubetelen nami edus kulam b'hazama achas, b'hazama achas mehem, sorry, b'hazama hava k'nimtza achas mehem karv apostle. Plus there's something which is not in the Mishnah. Now the first parak is about hazama, and then towards the end of the first parak you have some other general kat edim issues like ed shabbat b'tos b'tos b'kula, but the case of the Mishnah is nimtza achas mehem karv apostle. Right? It doesn't say in the Mishnah specifically Hazama. Tosis assumes that Hazama is a psul. Normally we speak about psul, you need a psul rasha. Right? Somebody who's a Goslin, right? Or an Avarian, according to the Rambam, an Avarian, Dadeva Shamalkas, Rambam Perk Yud, Hukos Eidos, Halach Aleph, and Dalid. That's what psul means. Karu, we know what it means, and psul. Is Hazama a psul? Well, we know that Hazama is Pasal Yedus. Right? That we know from the Sugya of Rav and Abayin, who's asking like Abayin that is even a Mafrei. But does that mean that he's Pasal Le'inyan Edus Shabbatim Pasal Pasakula? So Tosa says, yes. The Ramban, Al-Athar, says no. Ramban says, how could a Zomain destroy the rest of a Kat on the basis of Edus Shabbatim Pasal Pasakula? Isn't the whole point of the Hazama that we don't believe that he was there? We say, he was in Chicago, he was in Be'er Sheva. And this took place in some other venue. So he wasn't there. So just because he comes and he testifies about it, that is going to be Mavatel, the rest of the... We don't know the others are Zomim. As far as we know, the other Edom are Cherim. Otherwise we wouldn't need Eid Shabbat because of Lakula. You have two Edom Cherim, or three Edom Cherim, and this one guy who's an Azom. He's not part of the Kav. He wasn't there. That's Ramban's argument. How do you counter that argument? Okay, so this could be a machlokes about Eid Shabbat Mitzvot and Pasakula, but I think it's very sensible to say that it's really a machlokes about Azam. That Ramban is l'shitaso, I would say. Ramban holds in Perish Ol HaTorah, right, that Hazama is a Nido case. So if that's the case, there's no mice causes to sun for sahai, smoke ahai, or sahai. We don't really wonder anymore whether the eighth zomain might be telling the truth. It's not a xeris akasav in the din Torah that we're really not sure is telling the truth, but, right? He's been proven to be a liar, like karakhtam as a nefesh kilasam as a shabbat. So that's why the Ramban says he can't create a batam akasav batla kula in this kadi. He wasn't there. We know he wasn't there. But maybe the Bali tells us all that even according to Abaya, right, there still remains chiddushu. What's a chiddushu to lafrei? But my causes the sam chasai shmoch. For all we know, it's a psul. But we don't really know that he's not a shemaid at all. That he wasn't there. So maybe there is batul mitzvah about lakul. That's one issue. Another issue that comes up is in the reading of that mishnah on Heyom Adalas I mentioned before. Eino edim nasim zomim. Anshazimu es atzma. As I say, most Rishonim, Rashi al Atar, Shazimu osan biiske gufan, velo biiske ahoreg vaharog. The Rambam was alluding to this in Perek Yudches as well. He's clearly alluding to a parish in the Mishnah. However, there's another view in the Gaonim, which says, which is quoted by Rabbeinu Chanano, Eino edem nasim zomim anshazimu atzman, ra'inu l'rabosenu agaonim, ki pirshu atzia zumu atzman, ad sheyachrishu v'lo yakhishu hamuzamin es hamazimin v'anu kibalnu ad sheyazimu atzman haynu ad sheyazumu ha'edim atzman v'yomer lahem atem ha'yisumim anu makom ploni Vosayom she'adatem sh'harik ploni is ploni, makom ploni. Vosamakom tarchiyot tzvachok, etc. In the rach itself is the regular pshat. But what's the pshat of the goan in that he rejects? A fascinating pshat. So the words mean, Eina Edom Nasim Zomimim Ad Shazimot Atma. The Edom Zomim has to have a part to play in their own undoing. They have to be silent when accused. If they deny their accuser, then that's not a Zomim. But if you plug that into the Ramban's perspective, which is Harachim Zanesh Shalom, so are you going to tell the people who are Harachim Zanesh Shalom for Shabbos? Right, and they say, never. Right, so they walk out of court. That's what a court case is. Right, the agent testifies. The nidonim can deny it as much as possible. That's what Adis is. Right, al pishnayim b'shlosha edim yakum davar. That's or the other psukim. We believe edim. How come all of a sudden here you require their shtika? Apparently, the gaonim had the perspective that the line, again, between Hazama and Akasha is far more subtle than it is for the Ramban. For them, basically, this is a method of distinguishing between Akasha and Hazama. What the full implications of this are, will there be Akasha cases where the Inan HaRishonim, you know, would turn into Zomim because they're not arguing, or do you need two elements? I'm assuming that you really need two elements. Number one, it should be Imanoe Yisem, and number two, they shouldn't deny it. But the parameters are not so clear. Either way, the Gonim, or Rabbeinu Hananel, clearly are viewing Abaya very much within the orbit of Akasha, not like the position of Rabbah. Then, of course, you have the statement of Rabbi Akiva here. Akiva in the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah here on Hamad Beis, why do you need Al-Pishnayim O-Shlosha? Al-Pishnayim Eidim O-Shlosha Nimiyum Asameis Imes Keyamas Eidim Pishnayim Lam Apir Dakasa Nishlosha Ha'akir Shlosha Lishnayim Ma Shlosha Nizim Nifashnayim Ha'ashnayim Zom Nifagimol, and so on. Gemara has several, Mishnah has several explanations. Since then it has Rabbi Akiva, Omer Lobo, Ashlishi, Lahakel, El Lahachmala. Velasa Zino, Kiyotze, Beilu. In Cain, Onash, Akosav, the Nitpal, Lover Aveira, Kover Aveira. Right? Lachas Kama, Vakama, Yishalim, Tchar, the Nitpal, Osa Mitzvah, Kosa Mitzvah. Very nice. A nice comment for Rabbi Akiva. So what's this idea of Rabbi Akiva that Lobo, Ashlishi, Lahakel, El Lahachmir, Velasa Zino, Kiyotze, and it's characterized as Nitzfal over Averas ka over Averas. So the Mefarshim discusses, is this just a formulation, or is he really arguing? What about, for example, Adshi Azumu as Kulon, right? That halacha of Adshi Azumu as Kulon. Maybe Rabbi Kiva thinks that's, you know, you're only going to make this Hekesh Shlosha L'Shnayim L'Chumra, but not L'Kula. So that's a big debate in the Rishon. However, the Nebuka Yosef here quotes this discussion. He also quotes a famous perush of the Riben Geus. O pirush Riben Geus, dim huzmu ashnayim, aval pishul ahuzam ashlishi, nasu kulam zomimim, v'onash akasav ashlishi, shenitpa lishnayim, sheavru ve'idu sheker, ki yotza behem. O mahabes, huzmu, v'lo ashlishi. Vibu huzam ashlishi, Nikra over Aveira. What do you mean, Nitfal over Aveira? Right, most of Parshim explain, what does it mean, Nitfal over Aveira? I mean, even without him, the Aveira will take place. So he's just, you know, joining. But he's fully an Avarya. Ritz Geus has this big finish that Nitfal over Aveira means we don't really know that he's guilty of anything. But since he is in league with the Edom Zomim, even though he is not established as an Edom Zomim, Harinasa din Gimel kedin abeis v'tipul olahem. So, according to this reading of the Rizkeya, the huge Kiddush of Rabbi Akiva, you'd have a situation of a person where there's no Edus on his Maisa there at all. You can't call him the Nido. Right? Because they don't say about him Imanu Aisa. But this is an example of the Rav gave of Shemei Zomim without Maisa Veira. He's trying to explain the Rambam. quoted this Rizgeus. And that is, you see from here a situation of Shem Eid Zomen Beli Hazama, in a way. Now, again, Mugiose says, well, either way, we don't paskin like this, if that's what it means. B, this is a minority explanation in Rabbi Akiva. There can be many reasons why we don't accept it. But the point is, you could never say what the Rizgeus said if you held that Hazama was a Nidon situation. Similarly, just mention two other things quickly. There's a big debate among the Rishonim in a bunch of cases where there's no Onesh of Hazam. I mentioned before, Kasha Zama below Kasha Ratsa, right, is one din, then there's another din, Adshia Zumu as Kulam, Adshia Yigmar as Hadin. There are all sorts of conditions to implement Hazam. Right? So when you have these situations where technically the guy lied, I mean, the Imanu Ayisim is there. But it was Kasharasa, or Adshia Zumu is Kulon, or Adshia Yigmar is Hadin. So what happens in that case? There's no Onish. But what about the Psul? Is there a Psul Aedus in that case? Right, this would be the flip side of Tosus and Bava Kama. Right, Tosus and Bava Kama said, maybe there's only an Onish in the Chabad HaChidusha. How do you know there's a Psul at all? Oh, so there has to be a Psul. Fine. Has to be a Psul because it would be inconsistent for there to be an Onish and not to have a Psul. But what about the opposite case? Can there be cases where technically there's no Onish and yet there's still a Psul? So again, if you take Tosis, that's how you read that Tosis there. If the only reason that there's a Psul is because there's an Onish, then when there's no Onish, there's no Psul. But if you take the view, let's say a Ramban type approach to this, which is Chiddush maybe, or maybe you don't even need a Chiddush for it, that Imanu Ayisim is Chilatim is HaShabbat HaRakhtim is HaNefesh. But it is, given the context of everything else, we're dealing with a Nidon. So, for technical reasons, you cannot implement Kasher Zama. Because Kasher Zama below Kasher, whatever the explanation is, whether it's a Chok, or there is a rational explanation, Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa. Ad Sheik Mar Zadid. Ad Sheik Zumo is Kul. But that doesn't make it any less Kilaltam is a Shabbos, a Ragtam is a Nefesh. Right? He's still saying Sheker in terms of the Psul. So we find this discussion in a few places, and the Eri talks about it in a few cases. You also have to figure out, so, I mean, what would be going on here? You also have to, from a Sheimed Zomen, you have to figure this out too. When we say Ad Shazum is Kulon, Ad Sheigmar Sadin, Kasher Zoma below Kasher Asa, so even from a Sheimed Zomen point of view, are we saying Kai Gavna, there's no shame in Zomain because the whole process isn't, you know, perfectly being executed, flawlessly executed? Or are we saying, even from a shame Gavra point of view, he's an Zomain. This is just a din in the Onesh of Azama, nothing more. So seems to be a general machlokes to Rishonim on this point, whether you can be mechalik between the Onesh and the Psul and the direction of the Psul. And there are some Rishonim who are mechalik between the different Pturim. In other words, Zayna Doma Kasher Asa, necessarily le Adshia Zumu is Kulon le Adshia Yigmar Sadin. You can draw the line wherever you want. The details are not so important right now. But my point is that it's very possible that depends on these general perspectives. The more you see Abaya as a Chiddush also, and as an Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho, the easier it is to say, well, even the Shem Eid Zomeim, everything depends on everything falling into place. And the more you take a Ramban point of view, so even if technically this is not going to be an Onesh, it would be very difficult to explain why there wouldn't be a Psulim. Finally, just mention one other thing as we conclude. That
but
is
even,
the Gemara.
Even according to Ramban, it's very easy to understand that without the Chidush, the turning into Heraklim as
if you accept my view of the Ramban, which is, but even the Ramban thinks that the Imanu Ayisim being a Rakhim Sanefesh is a Chiddush. Now, then, basing that on the fact that in the continuation he's thinking of Zeres HaShalit, but he doesn't say it explicitly. What I'm saying in the Ramah applies to Ramban, you could still say it. Although, the Ramban's Nidon application, the question is again, when then can you invoke Chiddush and when not? Now, that's why I said, even within that view of the Ramban and the Ramah, I still think there are two, you know, ways to look at the role of the Chiddush. The Chiddush is like theoretically you know, the foundation for all of this, or it continues to be a bit of a chiddush every time you apply it. If it's the second, then I think it's...
And where's the Mi'iri? It's on the...
I mean, in the Sugya here in Hay and Vav, we talked about Kasha Zavala Kasha Asa, and Gemara Sadin, etc. Yeah. So I just want to finish with one other Gemara. Probably a little bit over time, but we'll just finish with this. That's the Gemara in Ksuvit. The Gemara in Ksuvit, Avchal from Aleph, has an interesting discussion about whether or not Hakasha and Azama have to be in the presence of the Eid. So the background to that, as Rashi points out, is that Rashi at the top of the page on Kaf Amud Aleph, I should say the Gemara here has two iterations of this. One is they think that the Zosel Meres, we're talking about a certain case, Hakasha Tchilas Hazamah, he is also, I think, the Gemara here in Tzuvah, the Tzanin Bava Kama, discusses the question whether Hakasha Tchilas Hazamah, which means if you start with Hakasha that turns into Hazamah, do we look at the Hazamah as having started already at the point of Hakasha for purposes of Suleidus and other things? I think that's a very complicated sugya, but depending on how you understand it, that too is related very much to the connection between Hakasha and Azama. So when the Gemara says, according to the view, Hakasha Tchilas Azama, he Kishem Shein Mazimun Asaidim Ela Bifneim Kachin Makishin Esaidim Ela Bifneim. That the Hakasha would have to be in the presence. When the second card comes, the first card has to be present. Rashi explains, Sharei heim boim lechayvam kedei leonshon onefa shomamo. The Torah amra v'hu ad the baila v'yavu bala asher v'yamud al shor. This is quote the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara at the end of Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, says the rule that you can't accept testimony except in the presence of the baal zeh. Ein mekabel nefeidus ela b'fnei baal din. So what about that din as applied to Akasha and Azama? So the Gemara here has one possibility, that if Akasha tchilas Azama, even Akasha would have to be in the presence of the other Eidim. And then the Gemara in the continuation says, Amar Rabavo, where is this? Yeah. Amar Rabavo, Ein mazimin b'fneim, u'machishin sa'edim shalo b'fneim. That actually, when it comes to Hazama, you require the presence of the Eidim. When it comes to Akasha, you do not. Hazama shalo b'fneim. What about Hazama shalo b'fneim? Is it completely worthless? Nehid Hazama lo have, Hakasha mia have. If you have Hazama Shalom B'fnei Ha'edim, at least that will be the effect of Hakasha, if not Hazama. Rashi explains what's the distinction between Hakasha and Hazama. So he explains, Zeid Hazama lo hava lo onsham lo nefesh lo mamon, Hakasha hava lo vata le jusa. So what's going on here? So just the Mordechai in Sugya and Ksuvah quotes two shitas. First he quotes the Ravya. Zeida Zama Lohava Akasha Miyav. This is in Simen Kufmem Hey in the back, in the second paragraph. It says Mikan Amar Rav Yah Dim Kiblu Adayonim Eidus Shelo B'fnei Baldin B'diyeved Hava Eidus. When the Gemara says that Hazama Shelo B'fanav Hakasha Miyahava, says the Rav Yo, we see from here that Hazama B'dieved Shalom B'fnei Baldin is working, and that proves that in general Kabbalah say to Shalom B'fnei Baldin. Now if I made about come to court and I made about Shimon that he did a crime or that he owes money and he's not present, B'dieved you can accept the testimony. We see that from the din of Hazama Shalom B'fanav Hakasha Miyahava K'armin and Hakad Hakasha Miyahava. Then he says, "V'yesh dochin." There are those who reject this raya, and they say, "B'kol and yoni hazama chidushu v'lo garmina minei." How can you bring a raya from hazama? Hazama is a chidush. Okay. So number one, again, you have the formulation of hazama chidush, which is Rava's formulation, even though we paskin like Abaye. You have this as well in another context. I should just mention it. That's the Baal Amor. Baal Amor also in Ksuvah talks about whether it's hazama b'shar. I'm not going to discuss it now because it's a whole big topic, although it's very much connected to this. So there too, the Baal Amor seems to distinguish between Eidus Bishtar and Eidus Alper, also quoting Ein Chavo El Chidusha when it comes to Hazama. I think it's connected to that as well. But here's a good example. Then the Mordechai goes on and says, V'rivo Chiyach Misham, the Lohabe. The Rivo took the same piece of Gemara, And so we see from here that even to the Eved doesn't work. Kabbalah said Shalom Fnei Badeh. Baldin. Bahakate Rushal. Makishana Adam Shalom Fnei Da Kosha Loa the Chova Adam Klal. Ela Chova Baldin. Ari Hula Fanadim. Oh, Ain the Zeman Shalom Fnei Da Zama. I Chavosan. Bahakimasik. Nei Da Zama Lohava. Pilah Bidiyavid Akosha Liyahava. And so on. What's going on here? I think he answered exactly this issue. The last explanation of the Riva is saying as follows. And the Gemara says, Hakasha Shalom B'fanav works, but Azama Shalom B'fanav also doesn't work. Why? Because Hakasha Shalom B'fanav is not a case of Kabbalah, Eza Shalom B'fanav. Because the Edom HaRishonim are not the Bali Din. They're rival Edom on the case. Right? So of course Hakasha Shalom B'fanav works. Hazama Shalom B'fanav doesn't work because they're being made on the Edom. They're the Nidonim in this case. That's the Huad B'Baila. So when the Gemara, Ivan the Gemara says, Hazama Shalom B'fanav Hakasha Mi'ahava, so apparently the Riva understands that to mean, well, every Hazama is an implicit Hakasha. But Hai Lechudei Kai. So the Hazama part is totally ineffective, which proves that Kabbalah Seder Shalom B'fnei Baldin, B'di'eved is Ma'akev. It accomplishes Hakasha, right? Because every Hazama is also an act of Hakasha. That's Midin Hakasha, not Midin Hazama. What did the Rav Yah think? Apparently the Rav Yah thought that the idea that Hakasha is implicit in Hazama as a separate factor is not correct. The Hazama Shalom in front of Hakasha Mi'ahava is a miktas kiyum of Hazama. In other words, apparently the Rav Yah thinks that the Hazama, the form of Hakasha. It's not that the Hazama is on the Edim, Hakasha is on the case. Hai lechudei kai. That's the Riva. The Rav Yah apparently is saying there's some sort of Hazama is a super Hakasha, right? So when we say Hazama Shalom B'fanav Hakasha Mi'ahava, what we're saying is you won't get the full super part, but the Niksas you'll get, but the Torah, the Hakasha of Hazama, or even the Hakasha of Hazama. Hazama is about the Edom, not about the case. The answer is, the Rav Yah holds that whether it's because of the Chiddush that Imanu Yisem can only be a Rakim, a Senef, a Shabbos, because of that context of the Edom, or it's even more than that, namely it's against the Ramban completely, maybe more in the direction of what I was suggesting to the Ramban. Whatever reason, Hakasha and Hazama are inseparable. Even the Hakasha part of Hazama is connected to Hazama. So if that's the case, so then we can explain that, so this proves that I got to say this Shalom B'nei Baldin B'di Eved is going to work. On the other hand, when the Riva rejected Rav Yah, and he said Hazama Chiddushu, or the Mordechai should say, rejected Rav Yah, what was he saying? He was saying, basically, Rava-esque, explanation of Hazama. Namely, Hazama, you can't prove anything from Hazama. El Chavo, El Chidusha. It's sui generis. You can't use it to explain regular needs. It's not a regular nidon, it's not a regular akasha, it's nidon. What's fascinating is that there are also views in Shulchan Aruch. Have a look at the Shachan and Sivas they have. They debate different perspectives on this, but there are those who say that even the din of Hazama, Shalom B'fanav, Lohav Hazama, even that might be based on Chiddushu Shechitchatar. That's the opposite of the Mordechai. Mordechai is saying the fact that the Hakasha part of the Hazama will work, maybe that's part of the Chiddushu Shechitchatar, and you can't export that to anything else. But in the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch, some of them say the other way, and that is that even though, let's say we were to say like the Riva, that we see from the fact that Hazama Shalom B'fanav, Lohav Hazama, that B'di'eved, it is Ma'akev. But they say no, there is Chiddushu Shechitcha Torah. So the explanation for that might be the following. If the point of Hazama is to establish this Nidon situation, but it isn't a natural Nidon situation, because they come as Edim. If they weren't coming to court as Edom, we wouldn't care about their whereabouts, as we explained. Right? So then to establish that it's a nidon situation, they at least have to be present at the time that the Manoah Yisem is being pronounced. If the Edom, the second kaf, comes to court and they say Manoah Yisem about Edom were not present, then the Kabbalah status of Bezdin can only be in terms of a case. It's only if they're there and they're looking him in the eye that we translate it into not you're wrong about the case and the guy is exonerated, but you're a liar and you're haraktimus and that's between Altamus Hashav. So it could be that even if in general we believe that the opposite, in other words, that the Kabbalah Seder Shalom B'fnei Baldin is not Ma'akev B'di'aved, it could be that when it comes to Hazama, Dafka, you would require the presence of the sage. Okay, thank you very much. And Hatzlacha.
Continuing there. The word for